I'm Roger Grossman, and welcome to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. I'm sitting in for Dan Spaulding this week, here with the mayor of the city of Warsaw, Jeff Gross. Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Roger. Glad to be here.
What's happening? The question everybody wants to know is, after 2 months,
yes,
how's it going?
I did get a laugh yesterday morning. I spoke to the KLA group over at the YMCA. Beautiful complex. Oh, my goodness. I'm the guy, Roger, that works out in the basement with the dumbbells and the rowing machine, and so I don't get over to the Y much, but beautiful facility. And that group that was there, that same kind of question, and I said, I wish I had 3 more hours in the day. I'm really enjoying it, like I talked about, I think, a month ago. Still true. But I think the learning curve and then just all the responsibilities, I need to get better at it, which I think I will. Hard work and enthusiasm, right? And but I would like 3 more hours in the day. I really would.
One of the things that I had on the list is to ask you about your organizational skills. What have you learned about your organizational skills?
Well, the crazy thing is I'm telling you I need 3 more hours in the day, and I have two, not one, but two very, very knowledgeable, very experienced assistants. Whitney Olson keeps me on task. They can't see it, but I'm holding up my phone. Where am I supposed to be and when? And then Stacy Young just does a variety of things to support my efforts. So the comedy is all of their work, and back to Gross needs 3 more hours a day. So all good.
All right. So let's dive into the topics.
Okay.
Dan left me with a list.
All right.
Right? And then we'll branch off from that if we need to.
All right.
The new tax levy for the Wayne Township Fire Territory. That's been approved. That happened this week. The council opted to seek the maximum, which would generate about $1 million, maybe a little over that.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that they're going to use all of it, right?
That is correct. The max levy increase, it's actually a petition to the state, the Department of Local Government and Finance. So we're actually... The resolution that was passed the other night, it actually is, we passed the, we're going to go down to the state and petition to go to that amount, which is just over, it's about $1.2 million. Baker Tilly helped us a ton. The Chief Mayo, has just done a great job of providing all this information. We've never petitioned since 2009 when the territory was created by Mayor Wiggins. But because of growth and a variety of other factors, Baker Tilly recommended that we take a look at this and consider it. I felt like it was important enough. So it was presented last month, and then it really was finalized here just the other night. But it is not a tax increase, but I will tell you, Roger, it is. Because what it does is it allows the common council, working with the fire territory, the mayor and the chief, to go after more funds. And right now, the chief and I have sat down, and he's just done a really great job. What are the needs, short, long term? Where have we been? The whole nine yards. And he has come up with a very short list. He's been so patient because there's more that he would like to do, but short list to present to council in the summer and fall when we go through budgets. It's looking, Roger, right now that it's going to be right around $500,000 to $600,000. A lot of it's day-to-day operations and staffing. Part of it will be a request for 2 more firefighters. According to the chief, the need is 6 more to be fully staffed. And we're going to work with the council and ask them to at least offer, give us an opportunity to have 2 more.
So. Compromise. What's the compromise here? Because for us who don't necessarily understand what a levy is, let's back up and do this. What is a tax levy? How does it work, and how does it apply to this?
It's the rules established by the state, how much I can pick your pocket, basically. It's tax dollars, what the guardrails are and protocols are to collect revenue. And the state does a great job of keeping an eye on local governments. You probably heard of tax caps for like 1%, 2% on property taxes, all of that. And so what it does is it establishes guardrails for local governments, or in this case, a special district, the territory, how much could be taxed by the legislative body, which with our territory, it is the Warsaw Common Council. So it's basically your max levy, what you're hearing. This is the maximum amount, and we've been far under it. But I will tell you, over the past several years, because of a variety of realities, growth, runs, just the needs of the fire department, we're right at it. And so if you're right at the max levy, there you can't ask for two more firefighters. You can't ask for more training. You can't ask for the other things that they're saying they need. And so that's why I felt as mayor early on, we need to at least ask the council to consider it. What is it? And what does it mean for us as we head into the budget cycle? And the chief and I have pledged that, you know, slow steps, we're not going to go after all of it at once, even though the argument could be there are needs that could get us there sooner than later. But we want to be respectful to the council. We want to be respectful, obviously, to the taxpayers in the territory and do the responsible thing.
Okay, so you went for $1.2 million, mm-hmm. But you're saying 500 to 600,000 is kind of what you're expecting. What happens to the rest of that money then?
Well, most of it is its operation. So the fire territory budget, Roger, is over $6 million. And so what this will do is this max levy increase, it will push it to a much higher amount that we could go after. And so I'm expecting a $6.5 million plus proposal to council. Sort of a weird thing, as mayor, I don't have a vote anymore. So it's a, you know, I'm learning that as well. Yeah, I've taught it for 35 years, but I'm not part of the legislative branch anymore. So it's the executive branch, separation of powers, check and balance. But what it will do is it will give the chief and the mayor an opportunity to present to council for their consideration things that we would like them to support.
Okay, so then, again, as we get to know you as mayor, we know you as Jeff, as mm-hmm. Mr. Gross, we know you mm-hmm. all these ways. Now that you're the mayor and you don't have a vote, how do you see yourself involving yourself in the process?
The council,
I can't imagine you sitting there waiting to see what happens.
The council was very patient and just really did a nice job. I talked to every one of the council members. So you do the math. What if that conversation went for 20, 30 minutes to an hour? All of that was going on one-on-one behind the scenes. Education, why? The chief was doing the same thing. They did their homework, and they worked at it individually. And then you would, if you watched were at the public meetings, you could see through their questions individually and collectively in those meetings. They just did a great job of working through it. And I just believe their hard work, being open to it, looking at the realities of it. I mean, nobody in this county, and I'm one of them, tax increases and all that kind of, nobody likes it, but it's the realities of what the territory is all about and what we expect from it. But they did a great job, and I think that's why, it isn't always going to be like this, and you know how that goes, it's a majority rule, but I think that's why in this case, the max levy increase was a 7-0 vote. Now, it'll be interesting to see what the council does, how they react to, okay, now when we lay the budget down in their lap and they look at it, will they say all of them, do we agree with this? You get the idea. So it's not over. Round one, but there's obviously more with this budget cycle. And then the chief and I are actually looking, Roger, at the next 5 to 8 years running this out. What does the territory look like today because of past, okay, realities? And where do we want to go in the short and long term?
You're listening to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains with Mayor Jeff Gross. Okay, also this week, DORA, which is the open beverage ordinance created for specific outdoor districts, was approved with great support. Right. There are a few more safeguards that are going to need to be put in place before all mm-hmm. this gets going, but it looks like it's going to get going in time for being outdoors. Are you surprised at how little opposition there was to this?
I actually was. The first red flag for me was when Winona Lake entertained this idea, and there really wasn't much that happened with our neighbor over there. And This has been percolating since the state said that they would allow it, and many, many cities have already done this. And so it's not, we're not blazing the trail here, and I think Winona Lake's the example. But yes, an ordinance was passed, 7-0, establishing the guidelines for a designated outdoor refreshment area. And then the second ordinance that was passed unanimously was the creation of a district, which is in the downtown district. And we were able to capture 11 potential establishments that could participate in this activity. They obviously will have to pass all of the rules and guidelines established by the state. But it's something I think the council, with reservations, but realizing that this is something that the people want and people have asked for. Rob Parker came in representing the chamber and Main Street and just did a really good job of explaining how so many different businesses wanted this opportunity. And so we're going to offer it. It'll probably be in play once the state, if the state approves, it'll probably go into play here this spring and summer. We're hoping we can hit the Fat and Skinny, a major event downtown, and see how it works. There are obviously, Roger, in the first part of your question, a lot of rules connected to it. People that participate in this activity, they have to have a special cup from an establishment with proper markings on it, QR code, what are the rules. There'll be countless signs establishing the perimeter. I mean, you're in it. It's a gated, it's an invisible fence, okay? You can't cross this street, and all of that will be out. But we're wishing the good. We're trusting the community. Not everybody's going to do it. But what it will do is it will allow for large events, and maybe even on a nice Saturday afternoon, somebody wants to get a drink in an establishment, and that establishment's approved, and they want to do it. You could take that cup, and you could walk outside. You could sit at the courthouse square, a park bench, and socialize, community, visit with your neighbors. And and so that's what we're hoping. We're wishing the good. If it doesn't work out well, the Common Council has the ability, all right, to step back and walk away from it immediately. So it isn't like, you know, once you do it, we're stuck for a year or two. It could be shut down, you know, the day of an event or after when the council, if the council decided so. So that was something that everybody felt pretty good about also. Wish the good, we want it to work, but if there are issues, things we don't see, which according to many communities, far more good is coming out of it than difficulties, but every community is different. But you can act very quickly if you don't like what you're seeing.
Okay, I want to go a little farther with that. Right. So when you say shut it down for that business or shut it down completely?
It could be a business that could be shut down. It could be also the district is now shut down. And so I think the council felt pretty good about that. And I don't have the ordinance in front of me. Sorry, I should have brought it. But there are a lot of protocols and guidelines. It was like 8-9 pages, you know, thick, just the rules and guidelines in 10-12 font. And again, we're not blazing the trail. This, our legal department and others, our plan department working and watching what other cities are doing that have had success, that's the model that we've tried to follow.
When you and Dan were talking about this last month, I was sitting on this side of the desk thinking, I wonder what the city's liability for that. Obviously, you have followed up on that. Somebody has a drink, it's outside, they walk across the street to their car and get hit by a car and die. How does that fit into all of this?
I'm not a lawyer, but I will tell you that it's basically status quo enforcement, okay, within the DORA. There's different guidelines, but that scenario that you're giving me would be exactly what would happen today without a DORA.
Okay.
And so, again, back to wishing the good, I will tell you that several council members requested, Roger, please give us an incident report in the downtown area in the past 12 months. Let's take a look at the incident report in the next 6 to 12 months. Let's see if it's similar. Let's see if it's different, more or less. And the police department has provided all that information, and they obviously will keep an eye on it and continue to serve and protect. We also are going to ask all the businesses that are participating, and maybe even those that are not, what's your reaction as we hit June, July, August? Is it helping your business? Is it hurting your business? Is this positive? Is it negative? And then I think that information will give us an opportunity, not just daily, Roger, or weekly, but to evaluate it at the end of the summer. And do we want to continue this?
You're listening to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains with Warsaw Mayor Jeff Gross. Okay, let's talk pickleball. Well, this is one of the first really interesting things. You got the DORA, the tax levy, and you have pickleball. What an interesting thing to have happen in your first 2 months as the Bear. We have this dispute over pickleball. You have a resident who believes that the pickleball is too loud in her neighborhood, and she wants you guys to create some sort of sound barrier, whether encase that in a pole barn or put up a audio barrier around it to keep that sound inside. So you guys are going to spend $1,100 on a study. Walk us through this process.
Well, the park department, Larry Plummer, has done a great job creating these courts throughout the city. At this one park, there's a concerned resident, and there may be others. The sound that can be created when pickleball is played, especially at a higher level of play, can be loud. And Larry Plummer has done a great job, along with the park board, listening to the concerns from this resident and potentially others in that area. And Larry believes, and I do too, he came to me weeks ago, let's have a professional look at it. That way it isn't the city saying, well, we think this, the residents saying, we think this. Let's have a professional that does this kind of thing come in, evaluate what's going on in that area, and then give us information, all parties, of what the realities are. And then hopefully that will help us determine what to do next, whether it's the city, the park department, or that resident. I just think it was the right thing to do. It's not going to be an us and them type of thing. And pickleball is such a... Roger, if you would have told me, okay, 20 years ago, all right, we were talking, what, college sports, let's not bring that up, okay?
Yeah.
And pickleball, all right? What pickleball, okay? I say it and I start giggling. It you talk community, you talk fun, you talk people loving it. It's just a great thing. So back to this issue, I'm hoping that this study will help us work through it. Neighbors serving neighbors while cultivating community, that motto that I've had. How can we cultivate community but also respect our neighbors? Both sides of the fence, if I can say that, whether it's the city of Warsaw or these residents that live close to that park.
I think Kelly Park is one of the great resources in the community, and it's probably a hidden gem because it's got a little bit of everything. There's a little pond down there. There's tennis courts. There's pickleball. The hill that the city created for sledding in the winter is just fantastic. There's a big open grassy area that you could throw a blanket out and have lunch. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do down there. It's very diverse.
Yes. When I was a kid, I used to, you know, my basketball days, I would have a hard time going somewhere and actually being able to practice and hide from, you know, the little ones, or we want to go see Jeff. Kelly Park, Roger, you may not know this. I spent countless hours down there because it was the hidden gem. I could ride my bike, drive my car, get a good 45 minute workout in. And beautiful park, nice place to do that, great neighborhood. And again, Larry and the park department, you're right, they've really created a variety. I'll be there this summer with my grandkid, Lucas, now the one-year-old grandkid, Penny. I'll be taking her to the different jungle gyms. Beautiful one down there, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's Penny, get in the car, and Grandpa's going to take you all around town and have a great time. And that's one of the parks I'm going to take her to.
Obviously, as a new mayor, 2 months into this, how you establish conflicts and the resolution pattern that you want to, is this kind of flowing in? Is this kind of a window into how you want to deal with situations like this in the future?
Back to Larry Plummer, and then you talk to the other department heads. We are just blessed with some very, very good people that are working hard, and countless employees that are stepping the same direction each and every day, doing very difficult jobs at times. I'm hoping that my experience in education, raising a family, I think about the church that we attend, Roger, being you know, a Sunday school teacher, ABF leader years ago. I've been in the business, not to mention serving on the council, of dealing with problems and conflict. And I'm hoping that these life experiences that I've had will help me as mayor. And the big thing for me is I'm hoping people will trust Jeff. If Roger Grossman doesn't like what Jeff does or what he's thinking, I can live with that. I'll sleep at night with that. Where I would be disappointed is Jeff didn't listen. Jeff didn't try to give me an opportunity to explain myself. You mentioned the word Roger compromise. He's unwilling to compromise. You know, the founding principles of this country, it's the spirit of compromise. And we all have brains and we all have hearts and we can work through our problems. And I am hoping, whether it's 2 months in, you know, starting my third month here, or finishing up my first term, or however long this lasts, that people will say, you know what, Jeff did a good job of listening, working through, trying to listen to, you know, everybody, and whatever influence I have as mayor, the decision-making and the I don't even want to say power, but the ability to make a decision, I hope people at the end of the day will say, we worked through it, and we're going to have to live, trust what Jeff, the city council, the other boards and commissions, our department head, what they believe is best for the community.
Okay. Thank you for being here. Always glad to talk to you.
Thanks, Roger.
You're listening to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. If you have questions or comments, if you have guest ideas for us or show topics or any of that that you want to share, you can email news@newsnowwarsaw.com. That's news@newsnowwarsaw.com. And thanks for listening to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains.